In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. The parable of the talents is a difficult one at a couple of particular points for us. If we had done our reading from St. Theophylact, the Blessed Theophylact, for today, we would have the key to understand this parable. The man who goes to a far country, we can easily identify him as Jesus Christ himself. From our point of view, on this side of the crucifixion and resurrection, we know that he is the man who was one of us, but at the same time fully God and fully man. And when he left us, he went to a far country. But he came from a far country. The Son of God came from heaven and was born into this world, came into our country. This is a far country for him, because we are different than God. God is close, God is near. It's not a distance in physical geography. We are distant from God. But God came from that country into this country far from him. And he distributed his wealth to us. He shared his divine life and love with us. He did that by destroying the power of death on the cross, sending the Holy Spirit, and calling us to share his own life. On Pentecost, we remember hearing about how when Christ ascended, having conquered the enemy, he gave gifts in this parable. These talents are the gifts that Christ has come and given, distributed to all of us, each according to what we are able to do with the talents that he gives. And so some have five, some have two, some have one. But it's a matter of what we do with them. The man who had five went and doubled them. So did the man who had two. And when they came back, they were treated equally because both of them had invested and multiplied those talents. Now, of course, we have to remember that God didn't come into the world in order to give us investment money or some kind of worldly physical advantage that we could double or triple into a better physical way of life in the world. That's not why he came into the world and died, in order to distribute the divine gift of being able to work along with God, in cooperation with him, in synergy with him. The man who had five talents went into the world, and he used what God had given him to work in cooperation with God. He went, as the parable would say, to the exchangers, those places where those talents shared in cooperation with God could gain interest. St. Seraphim of Sarov would very quickly explain to us that this means going into the world and making sure that every exchange with another person is the kind of exchange that will be the basis for the judgment at the end when Christ comes again. How have you treated the sick, those who are in prison, those who are little well off? Have you taken advantage of them? Or have you used the God-given talents, that is to say, the God-given gift of being able to love others more than yourself to the glory of God, to treat them as you would treat Christ himself? When we do that, we multiply the talents. Whenever we pursue the spiritual life diligently against sloth and the tendency to not want to do our prayers, to not want to do our spiritual readings, to go and do things that are spiritually destructive for us, Instead, we choose to invest this divine gift that has been given us, cooperate with God, and not go those places, not do those things. That builds our spiritual life. There is interest to be gained in that kind of spiritual event. The servant with 5 talents has lived his life that way. So has the servant with 2 talents lived his life in the same way. There is no difference in the way that he treats the ones who take the life that God has given us and live it. That's what all of us are called to do. Some of us do it a little, some of us do it in a great way. But it's important for us to realize that that is the whole purpose of our life. Our life is given us as time so that we can go and do that. This is the spiritual arena where we are in battle against our passions and desires. We choose freely to do what we know is at one with Christ. We have the freedom to be able to do that. Sometimes we like to pretend that we have no freedom, that we are simply controlled by our passions, that is our nature. But it's a lie. God knows it's a lie because he knows he didn't create us that way. We are not controlled by our passions. We have been liberated from the fear of death. We are free, and we have been given the ability to live our lives in cooperation and synergy with God. That's why Jesus gave those talents to the men. The ability to live life in this new Christian way, sharing the divine life of God with others in the world. That's how we increase the value, by sharing Christ's own life with others in the world, by being Christ bearers, bearers of God's love for the sick and the ill, those who are vulnerable in some kind of way. God has given us that ability. Those who return to him and have doubled what he has given them have lived a life of synergy and cooperation with him in the world. They are told exactly the same thing. Well done, good and faithful servant. You have proven faithful in a few things. More things will be given to you. To the one who has this kind of spiritual treasure, more will be given. But then the person who was only given 1 talent returns to the Lord, and he says, Lord, I knew that you are a hard man, that you reap where you never sowed, and so I hid my talent in the earth. Here it is, and he gives it to him. Now, what does he mean? How is Jesus Christ hard? How is God hard with us? What does it mean when it says that he reaps where he hasn't sown? He expects something of us that he hasn't simply given to us, that he hasn't sown in us. Theophylact provides the key, and this is the key. God did not sow obedience in mankind. Oftentimes we wish that he had. God made me this way, with a tendency to desire the things that are low, the things that are selfish. That's what we say. That's not true. What God did sow in us, what he gave us instead of giving us obedience, which would have resulted in our simply doing what needed to be done, Christ is depending on something that he has not built into our human nature. Obedience. Obedience has got to be free. We have free will. We have got to freely choose to obey God. We have got to freely choose to love others rather than exploiting them, rather than ignoring those who have need of our compassion. Christ comes and he reaps the bounty that he expects from us because he has created us in his image and likeness, and he has come into the world and he has destroyed the reason that we could not exercise our free will out of the fear of death. If our faith is in him rather than in the world, then we will be able to go into the world and freely live our lives, not determined by our passions, our desires, the conditions of the world. That's what it means to live a Christian life. And those who struggle, because it takes effort, it's work. It's work to multiply what God has given us that he expects us to multiply by acting in a Christian way in the world. That's what it means to be a Christian. It doesn't have anything to do with our coming and confessing that we have broken some rules and then feeling like, poor me. I choose to sin. God, forgive me. What we ought to be confessing is the fact that we have freely chosen to sin. It's not determined that we have to go and do the things that we do. It's not determined that we have to react in anger to those who may belittle us. We can freely choose otherwise because we are free. God has freed us, and he expects a free life from us. So we have to turn our heads around. We have to convert our way of thinking here. That converting of that way of thinking, it is exactly what we are supposed to be doing when we come to the sacrament of confession. This isn't how we understand the world. We understand the world generally the way the servant did who took his talent and hid it in the earth. What does that mean anyway, to hide his talent in the earth? Again, Theophylact clearly explains. When an intelligent person of great ability pours all of their effort and their talent into prospering in the world, they have buried what God has given them in the earth. And God will not reward them because they are not doing anything with the talent that he has given them. And if our fear of lack of security or all of those other things that cause us to be too fearful to live our lives as free, God-loving Christians who love others and who care more for them than for our own fears, if that's the way we are, then that's how we're going to live in the world. We're going to devote all of our energies to making ourselves more secure, whether it's making ourselves more secure in terms of owning things or whether it's making ourselves feel more secure by chiming in with others when others are committing spiritual murder against people who aren't there. We are burying our talent. We are being more concerned for our own sense of security, our own selfish desire. The man who hid his talent did not try to please God. He knew that God is hard in the sense that he expects something of us that he did not put into us so that by automatic action we could live life as we ought to live it. We are free. And so it's up to us. If we truly are Christians, then we need to struggle and do the work to multiply the life that God has brought into the world and has handed over to us for us to live. Make it a brighter light of Christian life in the world by the way we live toward others. God expects it of us. Some of us will be able to do more of it than others, but all of us who make that the center and orientation of our lives, he will treat the same. Well done, good and faithful servant. But if we take what he has given us and we spend our lives in building a kind of buried in the earth security that cannot survive, when we confront him, we're told by this parable that whatever little we think we have, and we may think, even though we are oriented toward the world and its values, that we have a little. We became Orthodox after all. We all converted to Orthodox. We must count for something. But if we live our lives in that way, this parable says that the little that we have will be taken away from us and given to the one who had 10. And the one who had little will lose the little that he had. And the one who had most will be given more. The values of Jesus Christ, the values of human beings as God created us to be, they are not the values of the world. So we have to make the spiritual effort. We have to try to multiply the life that God has given to us. He has given it to us so that we can share it with others. And then it will multiply. And then he will be able to say to us, "Well done, thou good and faithful servant." In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.